going through the theme again, life is dot, dot, dot. For each one of us, then you fill in the dot, dot, dots. You know in your heart what life means to you. You also will know if you will study this book, the Word of God. If you don't have one called the Holy Bible, your pastor will give you one. I want you to have God's Word. And God's Word, the power that is in this Word, tells us that we understand that life is accepting God's Word as our authority. If God says, this is what I want you to do, Larry, I do not need authority from anyone else to do it. When God tells me, Larry, this is wrong, I don't need someone else who feels as though they have authority to say something in that area. Don't waste your breath. If God says it's wrong, it's wrong. If God says to do it, go ahead and do it. Many times I have expressed this by letting you know the great power there is in the Word of God and in what He calls you or tells you to do. Now, God could tell me to take off running straight towards either one of these walls. My obligation to God is to hear His Word and take off running, not to argue, Lord, I have a hard head, but it's not that hard, I'm sure. But God says, you take off running. My job is to take off running. His job is to make sure there's a hole there when I get there. And He always follows through. He always. Now, this book called the Bible is an awesome, awesome book. But it's also, I want you to understand, the bloodiest book that you will find anywhere. Got more sex in this book than you can imagine in all of the sex books that are out there combined. There's more murders. There's more every kind of destructive thing going on. You will find the stories in this book. Do you know why the book is called Holy? For holy means set aside for God's service, but the Holy Bible is marked holy because it tells the truth. God's Word is going to tell us the truth about life. You living it and me living it individually. God says, I want you to understand the truth. There's a lot of hurt. There's a lot of pain. Do you know there's some bad folks out there in this world that mean nothing but harm to you, nothing good? They are pure evil. And they are going to promote their evilness through the God they serve. His name is Satan. We know him as Devil, the great deceiver. So God says, I want you to read up on life. Read the Bible. I want you to catch up where you fit in this book called the Bible. Young Thaddeus will do that. You look and you see, where am I in the Bible? Where is my personality in the Bible? Oh, it's here. Oh, I have looked and so many times and I said, you know, especially with some of the roughneck guys, John the Baptist, I love to death. And matter of fact, I even played John the Baptist in a play one time at Franklin Crossroads Baptist Church. And I thought every one of them were going to run me out. I took it to heart. that I was going to come in as John the Baptist. I'd rubbed wet sand all over me. Faye was shaking her head and all that. I come in knee pants with wet sand that I had rubbed on me through my hair. I had hair. Oh, gosh, I had a world of hair in those days, and it was clogged with sand. I looked like a wild man, just like John the Baptist would look coming out of the wilderness. And I walked through, coming into the back, set up like this church, come walking through that back door. I was already serving there on staff, and I came walking through, and as soon as I walked in that back door, I yelled, "Repent!" And I mean, it's a wonder there had not been heart attacks all over that place. I scared them. I scared my best friend, the pastor at that time. When I started walking and people looking at me, I could see them still grabbing it. And many of them who knew me well did not know it was me. That's how much sand and all I had on me. But I read the story of John the Baptist to see how he lived. And I didn't eat the bugs and all that stuff till I got to Vietnam. But outside of that, it was, you take on the life. Jesus says that each one of us, our personality is in there. There you have, now many of us have multiple personalities. You ever hear of a multi-personality disorder? I got it. I got news for you. I met you all. You all do too. Because your personality changes according to the situation, does it not? You let your husband say something out of way that just wasn't right, that you didn't agree with. Watch your personality change. "Oh, honey, I love you. I can't believe you opened your mouth." Anyway, God says all those personalities that I place in your life are there for my purpose because I love you. I want you, Joey, to be able to relate to all the different personalities I'm going to send you out there in. It's in the book. It's called the Bible. Each one of us are called by God to go out and sow the seed, to go out and tell the world, to invite people to come in. Come into a friendly church, not a snob church. Come in with an open heart that you're wanting to learn about a Savior. He wrote the book. He's the author. Amen. Don't worship the book. Worship the author of the book. God said, "I give you my word." God's word is the only source that you will ever find that tells you the truth completely. It tells you the truth about you. Tells you the truth about life. Tells you the truth about eternal life. You want truth? Read the Bible. God's word gives you the power and the authority to accept His word, His touch, as full authority for you. He said, "I want you to read it. I'll tell you no lies here." Hebrews 6, verse 18. God has given us both, now listen, His promise and His oath. See, God makes the oath. This is the way it's going to be. It's an oath. It can't change. It's not going to change. And He makes you a promise within your heart that you're a part of this oath. God gives you the promise and an oath. These two things are unchangeable because it is impossible for God to lie. Now, I will tell you, God can do anything that He wants. I never put a limit on God. But God sets his own parameters. And God said he cannot lie. He said it. He wrote the book. He didn't just write the book on life. He wrote the book on creation itself. He is the author. He's the author of each breath of air that you take. And he says to you, I love you, I'm going to tell you the truth. It's impossible for me to lie now. Therefore, we who have fled to him for refuge can take new courage. I go to the Bible. God's word says this is what you need to do, Larry. And I go in prayer. And I'm asking God, give me direction. Give me a word. He always does. He doesn't always do it when I ask him. A lot of times, you're right there in the middle on the front line of the battlefield. And all of a sudden, it's sort of like the angels in heaven are laughing at you. You thought you was going to control when he told you. Now, here's a word from God. He gives you his word at just the right time and just exactly the right situation for you to understand. I told you, Larry, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll always be there with you. Though you think I forgot about you, I haven't forgotten about you. I haven't forgotten about the promises that I made to you when you were a little five-year-old snotty-nosed kid running on a Buffalo Hill in Buffalo, Kentucky. I told you I loved you then. It'll never change. I'll always be with you. See, that's a promise. And this book can't lie because it's God's book. And God says, I want you to understand this, that you can take new courage, for we can hold on to his promise with confidence. Well, it's never the idea that I ever decided that I was going to cheat death, or with all these cancers and all the battles that you all have been with me as I went through. No, folks, it was the idea of me knowing something. It's the secret of life. I've got the truth of life right here in my hands. But this is a promise. This book called the Bible is God's promise. Not only did he allow it to be a part of my heart, my spirit, my very inner being, he made sure it was written down. I could carry it with me, because as a human being, I forget. I can't even find, sometimes somebody says, well, can you tell me where to find this scripture? And I'll say, yep, it's in the Bible. Just because I preached it for all of these years, I may not be able to instantly recall it, but I can tell you it's God's word. And normally I found that when that happens is God's wanting them to look a little bit more. Telling them, Larry, tell them I've written it down for them. Maybe in the study process, they will learn more about how much I truly do love them. So it's the only source that will never lie to you. Pick it up, read it. I encourage you to apply it to your life. Next, the Bible is your authority to return to the Lord. Now hear me on this. Christian, sometimes we get wayward in life. Sometimes we're not doing what we know we ought to be doing. For whatever the reason, it doesn't matter that we're not. And I have met many that I knew from years ago and how dedicated the word to the Lord, and I talked to them and they said, well, really, Larry, I guess you could say I'm not serving the Lord anymore. Why? What do you mean you're not serving the Lord? When you're called, that call is irrevocable, can't be revoked. I can't all of a sudden tell you, okay, I'm no longer called to preach. God declared that it's irrevocable. Once I set it on your heart, on your spirit, you are called to preach my word, to teach my word. So get about your father's business. But then they get embarrassed. People say, well, you know, I've done so much wrong. I'm sorry that I've done it, but I've done so much. How in the world could God use me now? This Bible tells me that I have the authority. Now listen to James 4, verse 8. James was a legalist. James, a half-brother to Jesus. He was one of the legal, more closer to being a legalist than any of them, I suppose. But James wanted people to know, once he recognized that Jesus, his half-brother, truly was and is the Savior, James says it this way: draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your heart, you double-minded. He said, that's your way back. You said you've given up on yourself, and you may have, but God has not given up on you. Therefore, I give you a way back. Read the word. Take the promise that God has given you. Draw near to God. Lord, I'm sorry. He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands. Whatever you were doing that pulled you away, stop it. Stop it right now. But when I hurt somebody's feelings, you know, I wonder why that we never consider God's feelings and all the junk we get involved with. Well, you know, yeah, but they're good friends of mine, and they just want me to get involved in doing this and that and other. And I don't want to hurt their feelings. So you don't care to hurt God's feelings. God has feelings for you that reach to the very depth of who you are, because he created you and he loves you, and he loves you like you are. But he just don't want you to stay that way. He's going to come into your heart, and he's going to remold you. If there's remolding that needs to be done, that's taking out the flaws. Let God do it. You can't do that, though, standing at a distance from God. You stand at a distance, you will be just as guilty as those who are committing the evils in life. When you know that something is wrong and you refuse to call wrong wrong, you stand at a distance and say, I just don't want to get involved. That's exactly what we're doing in our own life with the sin that's in our life. I don't want to get involved, because do you realize what it's going to take for me to change? I realize this, you can't do the changing. I realize this also, that the desire that you have in your heart to make that difference, to make that step, to make that change, could only have been put there by God himself. And if God put it there, he gave you a rule book for it. He said, you look it up, read my word, and I promise you that I'll make a difference in your life. Don't be double-minded. Well, you know, maybe there is. Oh, this drives your pastor crazy. You know, yes, Jesus is the way to salvation. But then they say, well, but maybe there's another way also. No, there isn't. I read the book. There's one way. His name is Jesus. He is the only one that gave his life on a cross for you. He's the only one that took your punishment. He's the only one that looks in you and says, I declare you not guilty. He's the only one that can do that. And he's the only one that will do that. So therefore, he said, I'll give you a way back to me. I give you authority to return to me. Admit your wrongness, come to me, I'll give you rest. That's the God that we serve, and we need to appreciate such love that he is giving us, folks. Next is your authority, this Bible is, to be victorious through God. You'll never be victorious on your own. You may win a few games, but you'll never be victorious on your own, because you don't know the enemy. You don't know how to handle the enemy. God does. He said, get the book. For in this it will give you the blueprint for victory. But that blueprint for victory comes through God, not through your goodness, not through what you do for God, but it comes through what God does for you. God says, I have given my all to you. I watched my son hang on that cross. He refused to die. Jesus did, till my name was a part of that crucifixion. Your name was a part of that crucifixion. It has nothing to do with how good you are, but it sure has everything to do with how awesome our Savior is. Jesus says, I love you that much. You have the authority now through my word to be victorious through me, he says. Now listen to Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit your way to the Lord. Now I don't care what direction you're headed. Now listen to me, Christian. God lays out a path, and God will tap you on the heart, and he'll say, this is the way I want you to walk. Because of your human hard-headedness and hard-heartedness, the majority of the time you're zipping up this little path and that little path. Some rabbit jumps up out there somewhere and you take off chasing like an old hound dog. You're after it, a different route. Well, listen, the Lord, commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. I'd already given my heart to Jesus. He looks down at me, he looks down at you, and he sees you're on the wrong path. And that path that you're on is leading to your destruction, which will lead multiple others to destruction. And what he does is get involved. Because you see, you've already given your heart to Jesus. You've already committed your life to him. But because of the human condition, you just go down the wrong path. It is Jesus that gets there to move you back over. It's Jesus that will send the right personality in your life. We all need a special personality, or a million of them. You see what I mean? As you journey through life, God will always have his man, his woman, his child right out there to tap you and to remind you that he hasn't forgotten about you. That's authority. That's authority in God's word. And God says, commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him. He shall bring it to pass. It goes through God. Are you victorious? Yes. Jesus said, you count it as though you're already with me. That's why he expresses so much love to you. Jesus sees you already complete. He knows you. And being complete in his life. And he's already told God the Father your name. I like that name dropping. I know Jesus. But do you know, as you walk through life, many that you will come in contact with don't know Jesus. Many don't know what relationship even means. A relationship is a molding of the hearts together. To be a partner as you walk through life on this earth. But a relationship with Jesus is that connection that will always give you the strength and the boldness in any situation to get back on that path. That's the power. That's the authority. It's in this book called the Bible. Next. And for those of you who are watching or listening that are getting ready to send me the text about this scripture, don't waste your fingerprint on sending it to me. Because I told you, certainly for me, this Bible is the authority from God, of God, by God. And life is understanding that through this Bible, I have the authority to declare to you there are two sexes, male and female. Amen. Now, do you hear me? Don't start all of this stuff. And don't send me the email. Send them to Randy Kidder at... But listen to me well. And hear the word. Male and female. Matthew 19, verses 4 through 6. Jesus is speaking here. From the beginning, the Creator made male and female. This is the reason that a man is to leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two become one flesh. There are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, male and female, let no one separate. Amen. That's the word of God. That's the authority given, that you take that stand. That stand is, I believe the Bible. Now, you may have a rendition of life that you're adhering to, but I got news for you. I happen to know the one who started life. I happen to have read the book and have the book and have in my heart that person of the one who ensures life. And he says, this is the way it is. All other is not of me. It's of evil. Do you see anything good coming out of all the stuff going on? Do you hear the cries of the innocent children that are being slaughtered by the millions? Well, I just couldn't. Well, let me tell you something. That's what I knew years ago. I just couldn't. But I found someone who can. I found the Creator of male and female. I met him right here within my heart, within my whole being. And he said, Larry Pete, I love you. Take my message. I'll do the rest. That's what you and I are obliged by God to do. Folks, life is understanding the authority in this book called the Bible. His name is Jesus. He loves you like you are. He wants to be a part of your everyday life. And he says, I'll give you a guideline just for you, just for your personality, just for your life, because I saw to it that you were born, male or female, you were born in the time of history that I needed your special personality. What will Thaddeus do? That is, we'll have an opportunity. That little fellow's in church already. How old is he?
A week.
I'd still be crying. But you see what I mean? God's love, God's direction, God's truth. Trust him. I guarantee you, he always follows through. That's God's word. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the blessings, the joy of salvation, for this life, for your love. Give us strength now, Father, as each one of us make commitments to you. Help us to make the right commitments. Help us to deliver, dear Heavenly Father, exactly what you want us to deliver. Help us to walk where you tell us to walk, to speak when you tell us to speak, and to be silent when we are to be silent. Your direction, Father, direct us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. During a time of invitation, an invitation is always an opportunity that anyone has. You can do this no matter whether you're in the middle of a field, driving down the road, pull off the side, please. But driving down the road or anywhere, when the Lord is speaking to your heart and saying, won't you come in your heart. You come giving your heart to Jesus Christ, because I guarantee you, nobody will watch after your heart closer than he will. It's a gift from him. Let's stand together, Brother Randy.
As you make the decisions that God lays on your heart today, just remember that until you give all to the Lord, you'll always be struggling against God. Give it all to him today if you feel him leading you that way. Let's sing, I Surrender All.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. I surrender.
Folks, your pastor loves you, and I want you to know something. I will always, if I stand in that pulpit, I will preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I guarantee you that it'll be from his book, not another book that's written by man. Remember, you all are going to have an awesome opportunity this week. As you walk through life, take time to look down in that ditch of life. When you look down in that ditch of life, you'll see someone down there hurting worse than you ever dreamed of hurting. You reach that hand down in that ditch, you just might touch the hand of Jesus. Whatever you do as you go, don't you dare gossip. Go in love. Go in peace. Go in service to God. God bless you. You're dismissed.